Okay, so here we are. Rav Chaim Friedlander, we did him last time by Hanukkah, if you remember. Chaver, you remember?
Yeah. Yes.
Remember? Okay, for Rav Chaim Friedlander, just a quick chazara. Talmud of Dessler, Mashgiach Alpanovich, and of Hanegev Yeshiva. Chosh V'Yid, it really opens up the sugya for Mo'adim and the Derech Aveda. It's a nice Litzish Mahalach in understanding the Mo'adim. Okay. Kippurim, Kippurim. Have you ever heard this line that the Purim is Kippurim? Yom Kippur, rather, is Kippurim. You heard this? I mean, the Iker is Purim, and Yom Kippur is like the only like Purim. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, kind of.
It makes sense to you. You find any similarities between Purim and Yom Kippur?
Also, Purim came after.
Yeah. No, I know.
Well, they're almost completely different.
Right. They seem very different. Like fasting, you know, like Machni Seirach, da 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 da. Like drunk, it's like not safe. Move up a Svarim, Hakadosh, B'Shem Arizal. Yom Kippurim, Kippurim. Yom Kippur is like Purim. The Haine, what does that mean? The Hayoim HaKadosh B'Shana, Yom Kippurim. The most Halig day of all the years is Yom Kippur. Hushva B'malasai L'Purim. It's my law, it's comparable to Purim. L'meidim Anu Mikan Ad Kama G'dayla Himayel is Purim. How Halig is Purim? If we're saying Yom Kippur is only like Purim. V'av Mashru B'Kim L'Asai G'dayla Yom Kippur. It's even Mashru that Purim is bigger than Yom Kippur. Sh'aymi Nitla B'mi, who was suspended on who? Meaning that Yom Kippur is like Purim. Vice versa, if Yom Kippur is like Purim, so Purim's even bigger. Okay. Omerenu Agayin Rav Eliyahu Dessler Zatzal. So Rav Dessler says, "Mivayer b'ma Purim na'al yoyisim yom kippurim." How in the world is it possible that Purim is greater than Yom Kippur? Ki malas la'gdeil shem kippurim he. The mile of Yom Kippur is ki b'yoyim azay yichaper aleichem b'vnei Hashem titarai. The mile of Yom
Kippur. Purim is not even mentioned in the Torah. So?
Yes, it's not.
So
let's add even more to the tmiya. Okay, good. Okay, so it says ki b'yoyim azay yichaper aleichem b'vnei yichaper aleichem titarai ischem b'vnei Hashem titarai. Right. That today is the day you stand before Hakadosh Baruch Hu when you get tahara. So the whole mile and kedusha of Yom Kippur is what?
The mechaper.
That you got.
Atone.
The tahara. You walk out tahara. Your neshama walked in dirty, and your neshama walks out clean. It's like the car wash. And then you can go to Chag HaSukkos and have dveikas. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'samach tavich, right? And you can be mamish close. You have, actually have kavana by your davening. Amnam kirva zu ba'a metoch yira mechinusei ha'ashenis. Right? This comes from yira, the different forms of yira. Whether you're a yira sa'inish kind of guy, you're afraid of getting Gehenna, or you're a schet guy, you don't want to break the lynch of Hashem, or you're a seremus, or you're blown away by the reality of Hashem, how big he is, how little you are, whatever motivates you. But it's a form of yira. Lamaila zayoyim ha'purim. But Purim is bigger. Why? Shabonu miskarim v'chosh brochum v'toich ava v'simcha. We also do tshuva. But the tshuva we do is through ava and through happiness. By recognizing Hakadosh Baruch Hu's nisim, and realize Hashem's hashkacha, how Hakadosh Baruch Hu watches over us, and he was aware of every part of the maisa of the Megillah, and how he was leading everything to bring out the geula, and so too in our personal lives, even when you're at a bar mitzvah like me last night, and you twist your ankle and fall down, and it's very embarrassing, and it hurts for the next many hours, you know that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was with you at every moment, and he loves you. And that's a way to do tshuva. You realize Abish is with you, even during the tzara. B'teich ha-galus, even during galus, like my twisted ankle. Hester, when he's not there, it did not seem like he was there when I was on the ground. Ava, right, what's Ava? Ki adua. Ava is a greater madrega than Yira is. Avada. Therefore, the connection to Hashem and Yom Kippur is actually smaller because it's coming through the lens of Yira. And it's even smaller in its comparison. If you're Zoicha to have that relationship with Hashem on Purim, then it's coming through Ava. So then that's what makes Purim bigger than Yom Kippur. But they're both forms of Dveikis and Tahira and Tshuva. When you make a change in your life and you say, I'm not going to run the way that I was running before. On Yom Kippur, it's Altir Averis that you make that change. And on Purim, it's you say, I really want to be close to Hashem. Right? That's what happens on Purim. Obir Noisev, Lashav Ben Yom Kippurim, to give another explanation of what it means that they're comparable. Upurim Mechad, Ulamayla Purim on Yom Kippur Me'idach. Let's see, Mevar the Goyin. The Vilna Goyin says, Inyan Purim shu neged Yom Kippur. The Inyan of Purim that it is commensurate to Yom Kippur. Kishmana Asr Yom Tovim B'Shana. There are 18 happy days during the year, Yom Tovim. Shnaim, Shnaim. They come in double, Shiva, Shiva. They come in sevens. right? What are the sevens, obviously? Sukkot and Pesach. Shnayim Shnayim, Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim. Shnayim Shnayim, Shavuos, and Shmini Atzeres. Shiva Shiva, the 7 days of Pesach and the 7 days of Sukkot. Hinei Ches Yom Mehem She'en Goyim Rezah Halal. There are 8 days that we don't finish saying all of Halal. We only say Chatzi Halal. Heim Shishim Ei Pesach, 6 days of Pesach. Nei She'en Chalukim B'Korban Oseyam Yom Rishon De Pesach. They don't have any different Korbanos on the first day of Pesach, whereas by Sukkot, every day is the Pari HaChag is different. So because there's a Hischadshus in the Avodah, the middle of that gets a complete Halal. Right? Do you know that? Pesach, every day the Korbanos are the same. Yeah. So the main Avodah is on day one of Pesach, that's when we say a full Halal. The other days we say Chatzi Halal, because there's nothing new in the Avodah. Right? There's no new Nes, right? Mm-hmm. To thank Hashem for. Whereas by what's it called? By Sukkot, right? Don't we say, we do say Halal on, we say on Shvi Shal Pesach, no? No, we don't. No. So how come why we don't, right? Whereas by Sukkot, because it's Ischachos and Avodah, out to the Pari HaChag, so therefore we say Rosh Hashanah, which is one day, Yom HaKippurim, Efshar Melech Yosef al Kisei Din, V'Sifrei Chaim, V'Sifrei Beisim, Sukhan Lefanav. Is it possible that the king is sitting on his seat of judgment, and the book of life and death is before him? The court case is there. V'Yisrael Oymrim Shir Lefanai, Gemara Erechin, and by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Kosh Baruch Hu is donning the Olam. Could it be that you start singing songs? Can you imagine in the middle of the court case, they're about to announce the verdict, guilty, innocent, electric chair, and someone starts singing Haluka, right? Yeah, it doesn't stim, right?
Yeah.
Ukenegdom, we have Chesim Chanukah. We have 8 days of Chanukah. Goyim Rimazal, we do complete Hamul. Shalom HaChasar, Pesach, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. And whatever is missing from Pesach, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we say on Chanukah. That's really cool, actually. So if you think about it, so we're missing a Halal Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. We're missing a Yom Kippur, that's two. We're missing a Halal on 6 days of Pesach. When do we make up those 8 Halals like the Goyim? On Chanukah, 8 days of Chanukah. Kach Ein Tzarech Simcha B'Chanukah. Kamei Elu, right? Because we don't need Simcha. That's cool. On Chanukah, there's no Din Simcha. Right? There's no Din Mishta. The remote brings down by Chanukah that if you have a Suda, it's Ksas Mitzvah, it's for the Nes. Maybe. But the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like the strict Din of the Gemara that says that there really is no Din Simcha and Mishta on Chanukah. Beautiful Bach over there, he says, because by Chanukah, they try taking our souls. Right, therefore, it's Haydus and Hala, which is with our neshama. We praise Hashem. On Purim, they try taking our bodies, yeah. And that's why it's Simcha and Mishta, where we serve Hashem with our guf, right, with the suda. But he's finding though another cool reason why you don't need Simcha on Chanukah is because you already have the Simcha of Pesach and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Yom Tovim. And yes, Yom Kippur is also a day of Simcha. One for our Kapparas Averis, two because it's a Yom Tov, right? Kach Ein Tzarech Simcha on Chanukah, so it's like Chanukah he holds as being Mashlim. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur in the 6 days of Pesach, and therefore it doesn't have its own Din Simcha. Kayom Elu, the 6 days of Pesach, B'chlal Simcha, they're including Simcha, Ab Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so that's what the Vilna Gaon says, very interesting. Gam Behem Yesh Simcha, he continues, and he says, comes over the Gaonim, like this is Ezra, now he's going to quote a Pasuk in Nehemiah, which is talking about Rosh Hashanah, Lichu Achlu Mishmanim, Nehemiah tells them, what happens, the Elam all married Goyim, and they had to separate from their Goyim, the Geisha wives, and it was Shana, and everyone cried, and they all did tshuva. And then the Chemia tells them, "Lechu achlu mishmanim, go eat your fatty meats, ushosu mamtakim, go drink your bartanura wine, your sweet wine. Val ta'atzvu, and don't be sad. Ki ched vas Hashem himu uzchem." Right? Okay. So Rosh Hashanah has a din simcha. So Pesach has a din simcha, and Shana has a din simcha, and Yom Kippur has a din simcha. So therefore Chanukah doesn't need. Rach b'yoyim ha-kippurim, zok tevil negoyin, that there is no Indian of simcha on Yom Kippur. We don't find the psukim bo chasra simcha, she'en bo achila v'shasiya. So it doesn't have something to be mashlam. So where's the shlama of simcha on Yom Kippur? And I said to you a minute ago, we are happy. Yes, there is a din that it's a Yom Tiv, and therefore it has to be treated properly like a Yom Tiv, and you have to have the neiris, is the way we paskin in order to fill with light, etc. But lamaisa, you don't have a suda. So where is the simcha, right? So the Vilna Gaon, Negday b'Purim, the Hashlama for Yom Kippur is on Purim. So says the Vilna Gaon, very cool, like we can put it all together, that the days that don't have Halal, their makeup is on Chanukah. Chanukah doesn't need Simcha, because Be'etzem, it chaps the Simcha for all the places that it is making up. But the only thing that does not have a Simcha is Yom Kippur, and there, that Hashlama for that is going to be on Purim, when we can eat and drink. L'chein, Zakhtik Vilna Gaon, Bo Harbe Mishta, we have a lot of drinking, Can Yom Tov Yisrael be Yom Kippurim? So according to the Gaon, he understands the Suda we have on Purim is the Sudas Yom Kippur. Good. Gavur Mishnah and Tainis. Lo hayu Yom Tovim Yisrael ki Yom Kippurim. Like it says in Tainis, they were not happy days in Klal Yisrael like Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur was a very happy day. Why was it happy? We had Kapara. Anyone who saw the Kohen Gadol walk out and saw the red string turn white and the Kapara for the Jewish people, everyone was happy. Chayim Purim niskana kal shlom Yom Kippur. So Avad is a din simcha. So let me rephrase it. Avad is a din simcha on Yom Kippur that Hashem forgives our avarice. There's no bigger simcha. So it's Gemara in Tainis, right? Like I was saying originally. But Lamaisa, we're chaser being able to celebrate it. So on that, Purim is Lo Shlama. So simply, Yisrael Mishor Me'adim. Uma Keshman Purim Li Yom Kippurim. By the way, don't tell me this is Chesed Shatayra, or what is this business, Yom Kippur is the Suda, or the Purim. But Purim didn't exist when we had Yom Kippur, right? Yeah, originally, yeah. It's the Vilna Gaon. So it's not Chesedish, so you know, time to just expand your horizons at this point, right? Ma'a Keshman Purim Li Yom Kippurim. So what taka is the connection between the two of them, right? So what taka is the connection? So Zakt Ruchain Freelander, it's all well and good what the Gaon is saying, that the Hashlama of the Simcha of Yom Kippur happens on Purim. But taka, why should that be? Like what intrinsically makes the 2 days anything to do each other? I have a better idea. Let's do it on St. Patrick's Day. Right?
Nice.
Chas v'shalom. Yeah? The Kulan, Zakt Gaon, Kabbalah Sa'atayra. Because both Yom Kippur and Purim are both the Zman of Kabbalah Satayra. Why? Yom Kippur and Kimoshkal Basif Tainis. Upurim goes Hadar Kibul Mechaz Verish. Lachain Hu Neged Yom Kippurim. So, I think what he's signing over here with Yom Kippur, because that was after Moshe Rabbeinu came back down from getting the Luchas, and they were forgiven, was Yom Kippur. So I think that was Al Shalom of Kabbalah Satayra. I think that's what he's saying. Nimzal Dibriya Grosh, Ikar Simcha, Mishnah, Purim, Hubne Kabbalah Satayra. So the Gaon is finding that what is the real source of the Simcha and Mishnah of Purim? Is it the salvation from the Nais? No. It's the Kabbalah Satayra. Now, why was there a Kabbalah Satayra?
On Purim?
Yeah. Kimu ve Kiblu Ayudim. Why was there a Kabbalah Satayra?
Because they had to accept Megillas Esther.
Okay, but why did they accept Megillas Esther? Because of the Nais. So the Suda is not a celebration of the Nais. The Nais led the Yidim to realize, like we said before, that what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and He's watching over us. And even when times are dark, and He's not paying attention, or it seems like He's not paying attention, we realize He most certainly is paying attention. And He is with us. And when the Yidim saw that, they were so overwhelmed with feelings of Ava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to understand that everything in their life has purpose and meaning, even the times that are bad, even in Golas, even when it seems like the Goyim are trying to kill us, even in the worst of times, Hashem is there, and His arm is around you, and He's taking you every single step of the way. And that was such a chizik to Klal Yisrael. They said, that's it. We want to keep the Torah out of Ava, out of Cheshek. We want to do it because we want to, because we love you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And that was almost greater than Matan Torah. Matan Torah, they did it out of the year of the mountain. It was Yom Kippur Dik Matan Torah. However, on Purim, it was from Ava. So he's telling over here that the Ikar Simcha of Purim is not out to the Nais. It's not a celebration of the miracle. It's that what the Nais caused was a Kabbalah Satayra. So the Simcha that we're celebrating is the Simcha of our Kabbalah Satayra that was because of the Nais. Okay? Nimzal Dibriya Grosh, Ikar Simcha Mishnah Purim, Hubne Kabbalah Satayra, Hamachudesh, Hamachudesh, Lezabai, there was a new Kabbalah Satayra, He is Say, the Shabbat Ben Yom Kippur, the Purim, Hemi Me Kabbalah Satayra, both times of Kabbalah Satayra. Okay. Yom Kippurim, Kabbalah Satayra, Meira. Ma'uni Kabbalah Satayra, Yom Kippurim. Now, what is the nature of this Kabbalah Satayra Yom Kippur that I was just surmising a minute ago? Should be Ikar Yom Slicha Chapar. It's really a day of forgiveness, not a day of Kabbalah Satayra. What in Kabbalah Satayra? That's Shavuos. Sounds all confused over here, right? Right? Is it a din of Slicha and Kapara, or is it a din of Kabbalah Satayra? Which one? Isa Mishnah, the Mishnah, Zakta Mishnah, Tainis, Arm Shem Gamliya, Allah Yom Tov Yisrael, Kama Kippurim. There was no great time of Yom Tov to the Jewish people like Yom Kippur. Chainu Oimer, and similar, it says Sa'ana Re'ana Benois Tzion, go out and see the daughters of Zion. B'melech Shlomo, right, for the king of Shlomo. B'yom chasun asoy, on the day of his chasna, it doesn't mean that chasna got married, it means on the day of his happiness. Zah matan teira. So the pasuk is talking about matan teira. Bir Rashi, yom kippurim shnisna bo luchos achreines. Zok Rashi, what was this big simcha that we say, tsen re'ena b'nois tzion, go and see the daughters of Israel when they celebrate in the great simcha, Zok Rashi, on that Gemara, right, when was that? That was Yom Kippur. Aye, but we didn't have Kabbalah Satar on Yom Kippur. Kabbalah Satar happened on Shavuos, right? It happened in Sivan, right? No, this is referring to Luchos Shniyos, that after Klaizer were forgiven, Slachdi Kedvarecha, Moshe Rabbeinu came down with a brand new Torah, two more Luchos that were different than the first ones. Ma'alasal Shem Kippur and Kabbalah Satar, but Pael Mamish. We Mamish got it. Ki Kiblu as Luchos Achrenes. We received the Luchos Achrenes. We actually got those. Ubo bizman hiskal Moshe lamdam Torah mitzvos. That's when Taka we started learning Torah, right? When we heard Anoichi and we got the first luchos, we never actually got them because we did a chait and the Eibusher wasn't able to. I'm sorry, and Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to yet teach us Torah. Why not? Because he was up for 40 more days with Hashem learning Torah. Yeah. Then they sinned. Then he was stuck up there. Well, stuck. He went back up again, right? Finally, the whole thing, the dust settled on Yom Kippur, and he's able to come down. And now we're able to start learning Baba Kama, right? You guys learning Baba Kama, right? So Baba Kama did not start until Yom Kippur, okay? So that's the real Kabbalah Satayra, because that's when we had the Luchos Achrenes, and that's when Moshe was able to start teaching. So the Simcha, the Marantinus Darshans, about Yom Kippur, Dr. Rashi is referring to the Luchos Achrenes. It's a Simcha of Kabbalah Satayra. Zokta Gemara, Zu, I'm Zokta Gemara. What are we learning? Zokta Chai Freelander, Zuya, Simcha Gdayla Shal Yom Kippurim. This is the Simcha Gdayla of Yom Kippurim. Okay. Kabbalah Satara, we're on page 9 in case you're lost. Kabbalah Satara, Shazu, Shabo, Matech Chuva, Elias. This Kabbalah Satara that came from such an extreme form of Chuva, Meshach Abraham Yom, it was a 40-day process, Shalis Allah, Shevia, Abbas Hashem, Vierasam, Drigal Yoina. So you think when Moshe was up there for 40 days, davening to the Eibishter, what do you think Klaiser was doing down below? We're just twiddling his thumbs. Oh dear, oh dear. I hope he comes down and it's going to be good. Oh dear, what do you think they were doing? They're doing tshuva, obviously, right? So this second Kabbalah Satara came after a mass amount of tshuva. What kind of tshuva was that Kabbalah Satara? Well, what kind of Kabbalah Satara was it after tshuva? After they did tshuva, what kind of Kabbalah Satara was it? Out of what mode? That was out of Ava? Yira. The Abishah said he was going to destroy us and get rid of us and offered Moshe to be the leader of a new nation, right? Yeah. The end of Klal Yisrael. And no, we were granted to stay, right? That's Yira, yeah? V'nizam b'choshal Torah, hi asibah shem kibir hi ayim, m'slicha bar shalchei ta'ego. So now we know why a din of Kabbalah Satara is also a din of Slicha, because what enabled us to get the second Torah and to continue on as a Jewish people to have the Torah was because the Kadosh Baruch Hu forgave us, right? So Yom Kippur is a day of Slicha because he forgave us, and it was a day of Simcha. What was the Simcha? That we were able to receive the Torah again, afresh, and start new with a new Kabbalah of the Torah. Okay. We received this ability in Yom Kippur. He Yitzara as Yom Kippurim Lederis, and that was a Kadosh Baruch Hu created Yom Kippur with such energies Lederis that every Yom Kippur you can have a Kabbalah Satara Yira. Shenikba Yom Zelis Yom Ritzav Kapar Lam Nizben Yisrael. It's going to always, once a Kadosh Baruch Hu put into the Teva that it's a day when the Eibusher comes close and he forgives us, it will always be there. Idea Kriva Gdel Shem Yisbarach, because he brought so close to him. Idea Dvekizu Bli Chatzitza, the fact that we had such a Dvekiz HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any blockage, any intermediary. Hashem Yisbarach Hu Mikvah Tahari Yisrael, it's as if we stepped into the Mikvah of the Eibusher, it was a day of Dvekiz. Chei Nikra Yom Kippurim Yom Chasunasoy. So why is the Simcha of Yom Kippur called a Chasna? Because, right, it was a chance that Klai Yisrael and the Eibusher could be mizdabik to each other. That all the walls of separation, all the walls of chait were taken away, and we darshan there, mikveh Yisrael, Hashem, Yom Kippur is like a mikveh, and just like you get in the mikveh, you take your clothes off, right? Because you wear your clothing, you have a chatitza. So to Yom Kippur, you take off all the begadim of chait, and all of the levushim of sitra achra and ra is removed from you, and you can be mizdabik 100% of Kadosh Baruch Hu to the mikveh Hashem. It's a day of dvekish, just like a chassid and kala who come mizdabik with each other to live husband and wife forever and ever. So too the yidim and a Kadosh Baruch Hu come to be mizdabik on Yom Kippurim. Fine. Kimo chassid and kala biyom zeh miskashrim misachdim. Chassid and kala come together today. Yagim l'simcha v'ava gedoyla. They reach a tremendous amount of simcha and ava on the Chasna, Kachim and Kippurim, the Kabbalah Satayra, through the Kabbalah Satayra, that now we will live with the Abishur by learning Torah, by and keeping the mitzvahs, V'yodeh HaMechila, for the fact that he forgave us, and all the Ra goes away, that brought us together like a Chasna. Hu Yom is Karvus V'Ava Ben Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu, U'mikan HaSimcha G'dayla. And that's what the Marantinus means. It was such a Simcha G'dayla, right? That it came from the fact that Klai Yisrael now was Mizdabik to Hashem without their Averos and was given the Torah to have the relationship with Hashem like the relationship of Chassan and Kala. So there we find that even though Yom Kippur Be'etzim is a day of Slicha and Kapara, it's really a day of Kabbalah Soteria, because that's how we started the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And his Torah is how we stay Mekusher to him. Okay. However, he says, Ulam Be'Kabbalah Soteria Zu Haisa B'China Shal Aynes. This Kabbalah Soteria was a shtickle bit of an Aynes. What's an Aynes? Right, we're forced into something. Kedisa B'Gemara V'Yitzasu Tachta Sahar. They stood under the mountain. What do you mean under the mountain? They stood by the mountain. Terence says, no, the Ebsha took the mountain and he held it over their head like a beer keg. And he told them, if you accept the Torah, give Aldik, that will be wonderful. But if you don't, I'm going to drop this on your head. This will be where you will be buried. This now is the Meidor Rabbah. To the Torah. What's a Maida? You know what Maida is? In Bava Kamma, Bava Asra. You know what Maida is? No. Maida is when you make a statement on paper. I'm going to explain to you what's Nagei, okay? Imagine that Avi over here has a baseball card collection. Very valuable. I say, Avi, sell me your baseball card collection. And Avi says, I don't want to sell it to you. So what do? I get a baseball bat. I say, Avi, see this baseball bat? Sell me your baseball card collection. Rabbi Blade's angry. So what's he do? He runs and he chops two other people and he says, sign a star with me now, saying that if I sell my baseball card collection to Rabbi Blade, I don't really mean it, right? He's just going to beat me with a baseball bat. And I don't really want to sell it to him, right? So no, I say, Avi, where's the cards? He says, right here. And we sign a star, I pay him the money, etc. Good. Next thing I know, I get a summons to Beis Din. Beis Din's calling me in, they're saying that I illegally stole Avi's baseball cards. I say, what are you talking about? Here's the star. I wrote with Avi that I bought his baseball cards. And Avi comes, he says, not true. Here's another star, which is called a Maida, Star Maida, right? Yeah. Saying what? I'm Maida. The word Haida, Shagal, Kaida. Haida means to inform. I'm informing that the sale was under duress. As we say in English, it was Ba'inus. Okay? Got it? Yeah? Good? So therefore, this was my Araisa. Why? Because if Klai Yisrael ever wants to get out of the Torah, they could say, no, the Bar Elim held the mountain over our head. We didn't do it because we want to do it. We did it because he had the mountain hanging right over here, right? And if Klai Yisrael, that mountain wasn't there, we wouldn't have accepted it, right? So that's why it was a Kabbalah Me'ainis, it was a Kabbalah Me'ira, and there's a Meidala Araisa. We had a star, Kibyachol, saying that we did this by force. This wasn't our decision. Okay. So he continues, Amaral, at the beginning of Orchad, this explains. Oh, I skipped, sorry. Mibir Rashi, Shim Yasmin Ladin. Oh, that if we have to go to Din, Lama Lo Kiamta, Mashkebaltam Lechem. Hashem says to the Malachim, you get up to Shemayim, and Malachim say, no, you broke these mitzvahs. Yeshom Shibla. Well, we can say, no, you don't understand. Kablu Ba'inis, and pull out the star. Right? I didn't do this, I didn't accept this, this was against my will. Hamaral, in the beginning of Or Chodesh, says about Mevayer, as Mahosa Oynes, he explains the nature of the Oynes, Shaya Bar Sinai. Shaya is the Oynes Gashev Har Mamish. No, Zakhtam Maral, do not think that the Abishra actually uprooted the mountain and held it over like a beer keg. That is not what happened. So what was the Oynes? Elohayu Anusim Machmas Akara. We were an Oynes by our perception. What does that mean, Harakara? But he's about to explain it probably. But by Har Sinai, we saw with a clarity the reality of the Abishra, right? Let me ask you a question. I mean, judging by the experience we have with the staple this morning, I see you guys are a little out of practice with the school thing, but another dig, yeah? Yeah, but Lamaisa, imagine the Rebbe's in the room, yeah? Right? Do you start throwing spitballs, paper airplanes, passing notes? When the Rebbe's in the room, do you do that? Assuming you're actually afraid of your Rebbe, yeah? Do you do that? Okay. Not your English teacher, your Rebbe, who you respect. No, you would not do that, right? When the Rebbe walks out of the room, what happens? There's an expression about this. When the mouse is away, when the cat's away, the mice, they do play, right? So too, when they're sitting by Har Sinai and they saw the reality of the Eved Shter, and Hashem says, accept my Torah, what am I going to say? No. I see you're the MS. There's no reality. Ain't Olam Habah. There is you and only you. This is my Olam Habah. This is my future. You're the only thing that's real. Everything else is sheker, right? Mitzvahs are chayim and averes are misa, right? What choice do I have, right? Right? You got me, Ribbono Shalom. I guess I'll accept it. What happens though the moment you're not by Har-Sinai anymore, and then the vua goes away, and you're in regular life, and you're working a 9-to-5 in the office, and all of a sudden comes a big taiva to do some juicy avera, and nobody's watching, right? Yeah. We know Hashem's watching you, but you need that be'emuna. But Har-Sinai, you didn't need to know Hashem was watching you. You knew Hashem was watching you. Here, you can pretend like he's not there, right? That's a whole different ball game. Where did we make a Kabbalah Satera where we did not have that perspective, where it was not forced on us, where the reality was not so clear, and yet Afal Pi came, we decided to do it anywhere. Anyway, that's what it means Hashem took the mountain and put it over our head like a beer keg. Not the Chas Shalom, he threatened us with a gun. That's not the word. It's that from the experience itself, the Kabbalah we made, by definition, was a Kabbalah only because we had such a heightened level of perception.
Would I be able to claim that this Shah is not minding though? What am I going to say? Oh, if I had only realized that, I wouldn't have thought it was fake. That I would have thought it was fake in the future.
Yeah, I mean, you're saying, you have to come up with a combo case. Your case is not so combo, but yeah. Listen, the Nedarim function on that all the time, right?
It would be like if somebody sold a person
makes a Nedar because he's very inspired. And he doesn't think about the ramifications, the nafkaminis, of what's going to come out, how his life is going to change, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So like we tie it, that's the way there's Pesach Acharata at that point. In the Chanami, we do things and it's called not a real Kabbalah. Haraya in Hilchos Nedarim, right?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Same thing here also. What kind of Kabbalah is that when you and I are functioning right now, that's not called a Kabbalah.
Yes.
Well, it's complicated because you see, normally we don't really see you in the Bria and there's all these wonderful taivas that are around And who said, like, under operating conditions, when I'm not having the spirit of Nevuah and I'm not, you know, elated in ecstasy and joy and seeing your oneness around you, I want to do mitzvahs then. Maybe I just want to sleep and play video games, right? Yeah, so that's the taina. Okay, yeah. Okay. So Kadiria, so he says, this was not a physical einish. He didn't actually hold the mountain over our head. Our perception what created a situation of duress, of einish. They reached the darga upon him, upon him, dibir Hashem. The level of face-to-face, David spoke to us. We heard his voice. He gula kara bihira. We read such a clarity of a perception. Bechashivas ha-Torah and how chashiv the Torah was, how special the Torah was. Vigidulas and how big it was. We saw the whole world was tali on the Torah, right? Kosh Baruch Hu looked at the Torah and he created. And he brings over here the Chazal. Amr Chizkiyah ma'idichsev. Mishamayim hashmas din eretz yara v'shakta. From heaven he made his voice heard. The land was afraid and it calmed down. What was it that was afraid and it calmed down? Famous drasha, imira lamashakta. If the land was scared, why did it calm down, right? That's like saying that I would go to Shimon and I would say, boo, and he would jump up in the air and his heart would be racing, right? And then all of a sudden he'd calm down. What's a stira? If your heart's racing, you're not calm. If you're calm, your heart's not racing. It's a stira. The land was scared and yet it calmed down. What's going on? Zok the Gemara, Ella betchila yira. Originally the world was afraid. It was in suspense. Olasoif shakta. In the end, it calmed down. Lama Yira, why was it afraid? Kadesh Lakesh, Omer Shlakesh, as Reish Lakesh says, Maitesli Vayir, Vayvokin Yoim, Hashishi. Why is it Hashishi with Hey as the definitive article? Fancy word, Chevra. Hey Yisera, it should say Yoim Shishi. Why Yoim Hashishi? Right? Famous, Lamali. Well, she is now, Kosh Brachom, Maitesli Bereshis. The Abishim made a condition in Maitesli Bereshis. Says, okay, world, I will create you under the following condition. If the Yidim will accept the Torah, which is the purpose of creation, then I'll let you continue. But if not, which was the whole purpose of the world, then I have no reason for to keep you around anymore. Right? You mountains and rivers and seas, you'll go bye-bye. I'll put you back to emptiness and void. Start all over again. Right? So I knew the art zira. The earth was trembling. Why? Ayvei, said the mountains and the grass and the trees and the doggies and the sunshine and the wind. Will the Yidim accept the Torah? Yes or no? Right? Mamish terbepachad. I need to go see a psychologist. I need Xanax, right? There's trembling. Maybe the Yidim wouldn't accept the Torah, but Yom HaShishi. What's HaShishi? That's the sixth day. What's the sixth day? Vav Sivan. They were waiting for the great day of Vav Sivan that would come. The whole purpose of the world was for the Torah. Bishvel Yisrael. Shekaim is the Torah. For the Jewish people to keep the Torah. Shomer Chazal. Bereshis. In the beginning. Bishvel HaTorah. Bishvel Shenikro. Reishis. Right? Lulei zois ein labrius chos kiyam. Nimsa, what happens? So the world finally chilled out and stopped having a panic attack once the Yidim said, Nasaveh Nishma. So when they realized that Har Sinai, how chashiv the Torah was, that the Torah keeps the world afloat. When you get tired and you want a battle, if you realize that the entire kiyam of reality came through your learning, you wouldn't battle and you wouldn't get tired and pass out on your Gemara. The problem is, unfortunately, we don't always live in that state. We don't see that. We don't feel that. It's very far away from us. We do get tired. The milk is spoiled and the coffee's no good. Oy vey, what's going on over here? Right? Yeah? Yeah? You hear?
Yeah.
But by Har Sinai, that was absolutely clear. There was not a tzad in the world not to mekabel the Torah. Okay. Nimsa, shemukrochem hayu lekabel the Torah. They were forced to accept the Torah. Machlas behiras, for the clarity of yiras haremimus, of the fear of the greatness of God. Is that Ava, by the way? When you see that everything in the world is suspended on your mitzvahs and the Torah, and the whole world was only created with the Torah, so you better take the Torah because the world will go back to nothing, right? Is that Ava or Yira, that acceptance?
Yira.
I heard any Avas here? All Yiras? Okay, good. 10 points. Okay, good. Yeah? Fine. That's Yira. Yiras are, and it's a good kind of Yira. It's called Yiras Araimimus. Yiras Araimimus is when you realize how big the Eibishter is and how little you are. Not that you're afraid Hashem will take your health, or he'll take your car, or he'll take your Olam Haba, right? Those might be good motivators, but not the ultimate Yira. The ultimate Yira is to understand how great the Eibishter is, right? That's, but it's still Yira on the end of the day. Okay? They didn't have the Ava, the Divas. There was no charity. There was no sense of, I'm doing this because I want to be a friend to the Eibishter. I'm doing this because I want to come close to the Eibishter. I'm doing this because I want to give a gift to Hashem. I love Hashem. Hashem, I love you. And I want to give you a gift. That was not the motivation over here. The motivation was because I realized how chashiv this is, right? Yisera Mizu, furthermore, came to Nishar Achre, Mamir Asin, and Madrigas and Nevuah. Not only that, they lost it, right? It was all well and good when they accepted it, but what happened next? They went crashing down. Chavra, you should know this. Whenever you have a spiritual elevation, what happens next? Comes the crash. It's inevitable, comes the crash. Yeah? Person goes to Yom Nerayim. His man is pumped, right? Elul. He's going to be a different person. I'm going to change. Here, Ribbono Shlom. Here are my 657 Kabbalahs that I wrote down. I'm going to do for the year. Yeah? Comes Simchas Torah and he dances with the Torah. Oh, Bari Olam, I want to learn every letter in this Torah. Yeah? Comes the next day. Right? And all the party's gone, comes the next week. Halavai, you make it to Chanukah, right? I call it Bachas Chanukah, right? No, then starts slipping a little bit. You got a little testy at your sister. You battle a little bit. Shmona Esrei starts losing. You know what happens? Because you're not there anymore. You're not there. So you ask, what's the point? The point is the following. It's a guiding light. It's a guiding light. Every year you get a little better. You get a little better. You work on yourself. You have this experience. It puts you back in check. You fall out of check. You get realigned once a year. Mirtzel Shem, at the end of 120 years, you should grow to be big tzaddik, right? So don't think it's for not. You know, the oilam says, oh, I tried and it doesn't work. Yeah, because you're expecting to become to pop out of the box of the tzaddik in 1 year. In a chanami, if that was your expectation, you're right. You failed miserably. And you were meant to fail miserably. If the vort was that you make a little movement every year, which is why they say take on one real Kabbalah. The argument is that if you do one thing which is solid, then you know, you'll start progressing. You start seeing over time. Even that, I that definitely is true. I'm not going to argue on that. But I don't think that's necessarily the Iker point. I think the Iker point is that we do our best. We do our best during the year, and we realign once a year. And hopefully this year, when we look back on it, we will see we were bigger Oivdei Hashem than last year. By how much? I don't know. Each one of us growth is on our own level. We don't always see our own growth, right? Something beautiful, by the way. Just, I know this is a little bit of a tangent, Maamar Muskar, but there was an Eishet Torah video. I know that Rashiva liked this. He told me about this once. That humble bamboo. You know bamboo spends like 10 years on the ground?
Bamboo?
Bamboo.
Doesn't it grow insanely fast?
Yes, but not in the beginning.
Oh, man.
Spends a long time underground, and then once it pops up, it is just an invasive species, and you have to like vehemently chop it down. Almost impossible to unroot it, right?
Yeah.
So the growth is like that also. You know, you don't know. You don't see the pears there. You're like, I've been working. You don't know what's going down under the surface. You have no idea, right? Just keep putting in. One day you'll see the interest start sprouting out of the bank account, right? So that's every year it works. But he's signing it. When they left Har Sinai, they left Yom Kippur, they left Kabbalah Satera, they left the clarity that the chashivas of the Aveda and how you have no choice but to do it. Like, what else are you going to do? Then they went back to normal life. And where did their Kabbalah go? Out the window. Ah, they made a Kabbalah, but it, you know, like we do on Yom Kippur, we also make Kabbalahs,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. Okay, Yisera Mizu. Came to Lishu Achrei Maimon Arsina Madrig on Nevuah. They didn't stay on the level of Nevuah anymore. But here's Akara. They no longer had that clarity of they didn't have the same lens of clarity on the episode like they had before. In Kain Kasher Kaimos the Torah Charkach, when they kept the Torah later, Yesh the Bechinas Musim Shal Oynes. It was Beteres and Oynes, right? I don't really know why I'm doing this, but I'm doing it because you know that's an Oynes. Himal Shapam Akira, but here is just because they saw it one time clearly. The Kibla Atzim the Kayam Mchuyim. Now they are Mchuyim now to do it. Alshus aim makirim, they don't see it anymore. Very similar to what I was telling you by Nadarim, right? A person thinks in Nadar because he's inspired. He doesn't realize what's going to get him into. It's not called a real Kabbalah. It's not a real Kabbalah. Something, yeah. There's something, no, it's real, but something lacking in the Kabbalah. So he wants to say that's the Indian that this Kabbalah was called Meidah L'Araisa, right? There was a Meidah. There was a star there, kind of like backtracking the Kabbalah. Right, there was an Indian that the Kabbalah wasn't complete. There was some level of it being ba'onis, not being birotzen, not being a real self decision. I'm saying they didn't consult their lower spiritual selves when not in nevuah. Hey, you, you know, Yankul who's not inspired. What do you think about this? Yeah. Right, they didn't do that. It was Yankul who was alive in nevuah, where his neshama was popping out of his body, and his body kept flying away from the mountain. And Abish kept taking the neshama and putting it back into the guf. Right? Of course, I want to do it. Let's go. Right? And he spoke into his alter ego. I don't know if it would have, you know, it would have gone so good. Right? So I'm saying there's something lacking in the Kabbalah Torah by Har Sinai. That's this Indian of Kofalam Karkagigis. That's this Indian of Meidah. The star Haidah, that's the Indian of the Oynes Shabbo that was there. Okay, but Purim is a different type of Kabbalah Soteria, not Meira, and it's going to have a Milo that is still 215 Mincha, by the way?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Kabbalah Soteria, Mincha Shoyz, but Purim. But it's very different than Kabbalah Soteria by Purim. As Kiblo Soteria, Ma'avam, and Nidvas Libam. They did it out of love and they did it out of Nidava. What is in the Midah of Nidvis? Generosity. They did it because they wanted to give. They wanted to, I love you. I want to do it. I want a mitzvah. I want to do it. I want, if I could do that for you, Hashem, I will do that. Kedisa B'Gmara, Amar Rava, Pekin, Hadri, Kiblo Mechas, Verish, Sev Kimel, Kiblo Yudim. Like the Gemara says that they went ahead and they reaccepted it during the time of Chazverish. It says, Kimel, Kiblo Yudim, right? That they were Makabal, that which they already were Makabal. This famous kasha when shells, it says kimu v'kibla. What's kimu v'kibla? It should say kibla v'kimu, right?
Yeah.
First you makabal it, then you do it. You don't do it, then you makabal. Kimu, they established masha kibla kfar, what they already had accepted. Kodim, ubi rashi, ma'avas ha'neis shenasam. Through the neis, like we spoke about many times already so far. Because they saw the love of the Abish, and how much he cared about him. He was watching him every step of the way. There never was a moment of darkness. Hashem's hand was always around you. Wow, the Bray Elam really cares for me, even in my darkest of moments. I want to keep his Torah, right? That was what they did. That was from Oynes. While they were in their normal perception, out of a love for the Abish, and out of an act of generosity, then they accepted it upon themselves again. Tarkbir, Kilo, Nasam, Nisam, Adyame, Chashverish. So Zuck, the kind of feeling, their famous quote, they all ask this. The B'dichever also asks this. What does that mean, that out of the Ava and Nes? There weren't Nisim before. I mean, there was Kriyas Yamsov. There was the words of Sichon Oig. There was the Menorah. There was the Mon. There was the Be'er. There was Yerichoy. There was the Kriyas Yamsov again into. There was the Shemesh for Yehoshua that held in the sky. There was the Shemesh for Gida in the sky. There were miraculous victories. There was Shimshin. There was Shmuel be-Mitzpah. Eliyahu be-Har Carmel. Do we need to keep going? Right? Yeah? How many forms of Tchias HaMesim already do you find? Yeah, you know, Yad Elisha, Yad Elio, like, what bigger nisim do you want, right? This was the first nisim that can finally be Makabal. You know, I see the Ebsher really loves me, so I want to keep his Torah. This was the first opportunity to see the Ebsher loves you? First time Tati ever did something good for you?
This is the one where we needed to decide.
Huh?
This is the one where we needed to decide.
What was that mean?
Like, it wasn't so obvious.
Why not?
That Hashem controlled.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I think you're saying because it's a Nister. Is that what you're tying in? Okay, let's see. Let's work on that. Let's see what he says. So he says the following. Havdalah ben Nes Nister and Nes Nigla. Ah, that's what he's talking about. Biram, Habir Kachu. This is the explanation. Kol HaNisim Shayu Ad Yimei Purim. All the Nisim until Purim. Hayu Nisim Gluyim Shal Bitl HaNagas HaTeva. They were all open miracles of Teva going down. The suspending of the natural order. Hayros Adnus HaBari Ebibriyo. The Ebishir was showing his mastership of the world. I don't even know if that's a word, I just made it up. Achem teifa'os chad pa'am yois. They were all one-time occurrences. Break here for Kriyas Yamsev. B'shal kach hein amna mevi'os as all the b'shal ma'isel chitzik amuna. Lira rabbi's b'chad. In that moment, in Echanami, there is a moment of like, wow, Hashem does control the world. That's so cool. Let me serve him, right? Again, we're back to Har Sinai all over again. It's still Yerusha. Haraymimus, right? Davka b'shalchad pamias. It's only one time. Hashbazim b'shalchad enos shleim b'chol matzav. It's not with me in my life. Right? Let's explain what he's saying. And we're going to contrast it to Purim to give it away a second. I know we got to go in a minute. Let's what he's saying. You're there and you're by Gidoin and you're fighting the Plishtim and the Yavusi or whoever they're from, I don't remember. And the sun is stuck in the sky.
Yeah.
Whoa, look at that. The Ebshir loves us. He's giving us a chance to defeat our enemies. You're by Mitzpah, by Shmuel, and the Plishtim are rushing in. And all of a sudden you hear Trua coming from Shemayim and they're all dropping dead and running away scared, right? Whoa, the Ebshir loves me. That's amazing. I see that he intervened this one time in a way that he doesn't usually intervene and he saved us, right? What's I got to do tomorrow morning when the bank is coming after me wanting my mortgage back on my house? Yeah. Right? Well, maybe Taka, he'll have a trua come from Shemayim, and the bank manager will also drop dead like the Plishti. Unbelievable. No, not very likely. Not very likely. Yeah, not very likely. Terrence says, these were incredible moments, but they weren't negeya to my life. They were one time. Yes, I was at Tzara, and he saved us. It was very big. If you look at Purim that way, then Purim's no different than them either. Those were open, and this was a hidden miracle. He's going to say the Vort, because we're out of time. He's going to tell you the Vort, and we'll finish next time. The Vort he's saying about Purim is different than that. Purim wasn't murder on a one-time event. That right here and right now, there was this mean guy named Haman, and the Abishur put him on a tree and his 10 sons, right? Yeah. That wasn't the Vort. It was showing you that at every single moment of the Hester Panim, even when the Abishur is not doing miracles, even when it looks like you're down and you're out, he's with you by your side anyway. The Megillah is at every step of the Megillah brings out the Giloy of the Abishur. That's why you have to open it like an Igeris. You have to open it like a letter. You have to see the whole story from beginning until the end. It taught us a lesson that it wasn't just like when the Nes comes, the open miracle, Hashem is there. No, Hashem is there when there's not an open miracle. And it's constant. He's there at every single moment. My heart beats. Every time I take a breath, the Abishur is there with me. That was a lesson they got, which was distinctive than all the other nieces. The other nieces were one-time, open miracles. They were incredible moments of Yira. Wow, Shem does control the world. Had nothing to do with me on a personal level.
Yeah.
Here it showed that my very existence, my life, every moment that I'm alive, right? Every nisoyan that I have, that the Ebeser is there controlling it. That's what gave them the nedivas to say, I want to do mitzvahs.
Yeah.
For the Abishur. And that's what made it fundamentally different than all the other Nisim, which caused them a real Kabbalah Satera, wanted to give back to Hashem, who they realize is constantly giving to them. And that kind of a key amount of Ava will last forever, right? Yeah. And that's the Milo purpose. So we'll finish up the piece next time, Yitzhak Hashem. Okay. Asher Shkayach.